Wikipedia.
Today is Thursday, July 11th, 2024. Welcome to a new Wikipedia episode. Today's episode is based on the Wikipedia article, Still Raining. As always, the podcast is generated and read by an AI. Have fun listening.
Hello, listeners. Welcome to another episode of Wikipedia, where we dive deep into fascinating Wikipedia articles that expand our understanding of the world around us. Today, we're talking about something electrifying, Slayer's iconic concert DVD, Still Raining. Still Raining captures an intense live performance by the legendary thrash metal band Slayer, recorded in Augusta, Maine, and released in 2004. This isn't just any live show. It's a powerful testament to the enduring legacy of one of metal's most influential bands. The concert immortalized in Still Raining was recorded on July 11, 2004, and holds a special place in the hearts of Slayer fans. It showcases a front-to-back performance of their 1986 masterpiece, Rain in Blood, arguably one of the most important albums in the thrash metal genre. It's no surprise that Rain in Blood is often credited with shaping the sound and fury of metal music for decades to come. Now, let's set the scene. Imagine the Augusta Civic Center, packed with fervent fans, the air buzzing with anticipation. Slayer takes the stage with their classic lineup featuring Tom Araya on vocals and bass, Kerry King and Jeff Hanneman on guitars, and Dave Lombardo on drums. Each member brings a unique element to the band's sound, which, when combined, produces an experience that's nothing short of intense. One of the highlights of Still Raining is the dramatic Raining Blood finale. As the band launches into the frenetic opening riff, the lights dim, and suddenly it starts raining blood on stage. Yes, you heard that right. This theatrical bloodstorm revives a signature element from Slayer's 1988 tour and leaves the band and the immediate crowd drenched. It is a moment that fans and critics alike agree is truly unforgettable and captures the raw, visceral energy that Slayer is known for. Think about this. Why do you think theatrical elements like the blood rain have such a profound impact on live performances? Is it the shock value, or does it add an extra layer of meaning to the music? It's fascinating to ponder how these dramatic elements can turn a concert into a legendary experience. Interestingly, the resurgence of Dave Lombardo on drums for Still Raining added another layer of authenticity to the performance. Lombardo had left Slayer in 1992, and his return was a big deal for fans. His drumming is often considered the backbone of Slayer's sound, with its rapid precision strikes that define the high-speed thrash vibe. Imagine being at that concert, witnessing not just a band playing music, but an orchestrated assault of sight and sound that's nearly operatic in scope. It's not just a performance, it's a communion of sorts between the band and the audience, where the energy of one feeds the other in an almost primal exchange. Now, stepping back, let's talk about the cultural impact of Still Raining and why it matters. For one, it represents Slayer's resistance to the ebb and flow of trends in the music industry. In a landscape where genres fall in and out of favor, Slayer has maintained a steadfast dedication to their art. Still Raining encapsulates this ethos, offering no apologies and making no concessions. It is raw. It is fierce. It is pure Slayer. Consider how many bands from the early 80s have managed to stay relevant without drastically changing their style. What does it take to continue captivating an audience in an ever-evolving music scene? Is it stubbornness, authenticity, or simply the ability to tap into something universal within the human experience? These are intriguing questions for anyone interested in the intersection of music, culture, and time. Moreover, Still Raining highlights the undying devotion of Slayer's fanbase, a group that spans generations. It's not unusual to see fans ranging from teens to folks in their 50s all gathered in one place, united by their love for the brutal, intricate sounds of Slayer. This sense of community is powerful and transcends the music itself. As we wrap up today's episode, I encourage you to watch Still Raining if you haven't already. Even if thrash metal isn't your usual fare, consider it a fascinating cultural artifact that offers insights into a subculture defined by its intensity and unwavering loyalty. So, what are your thoughts on theatrical elements in concerts? Do they enhance the experience or distract from the music? And what about longevity in the music industry? What do you think makes a band endure the test of time? I'd love to hear your perspectives on these questions. Thank you for tuning in to this episode of Wikipedia. Join us next time as we continue to explore captivating stories from the vast world of Wikipedia. Until then, keep curious and keep questioning.
That was the Wikipedia podcast for the article of the day, Still Raining. Thanks for listening. See you next time.